Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about this amateur fight, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Rodolfo Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Rodolfo Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.
are back excited. The Roman Show, as we talk mixed martial arts tonight. And do we have a stacked lineup? Man, we are really stacked when I mean it. Trust me. Joining me like always here on the program every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., my co-host, the man who knows the most, Guillermo, MMA Encyclopedia Garcia. Guillermo, we are excited. We have CFA Friday at Coral Gables, followed by this gigantic, enormous UFC pay-per-view on Saturday, coming all the way from Japan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, big, big weekend, not only for all MMA fans, but especially for local fans here in the Miami area who get to enjoy some top talent and some great up-and-comers at the CFA show. And then, of course, you know, every now and then they try to bring in a big-name guest to maybe do interviews with the press. So they bring a lot of good attention to the local scene here. They've been representing Miami pretty well. But, yeah, the UFC card is massive. It's not your normal 10 in the morning to 1 p.m. show, remember, people. It's 10 in the morning. Sorry, 10 p.m. to 2 in the morning. So it's a massive, massive card. Seven fights on the main card. And then that's preceded by the FX preliminary card, which will be another 2 hours, so 6 hours of UFC action this weekend, so a lot to look forward to.
Oh, I can't wait. Actually, it starts on Facebook. It starts about 7:30 p.m., and then it leads all the way to 2 a.m. Make sure you guys get your TV ready, your beer, your drinks, whatever you got to drink, and enjoy this stuff, because it's going to be a lot of fun for us mixed martial arts fans. So we got a lot to talk about that with Frank Yeager and Ben Henderson, Rampage, Vader. I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal fight all the way from Japan as the UFC returns to the Asian country. But, hey, guys, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Again, we have a stacked show tonight. We have Ken Pavia, who's going to be calling us from the West Coast. He is actually the CEO of Super Fights League, which is the first MMA promotion in India. So he's going to tell us about the promotion, in which the main event there, and it's going to be taking place on March 11th in Mumbai. It's going to be between James Thompson versus Bob Sapp, a well-known person, a well-known fighter all the way in the Asian area. Also, UFC veteran Marcos Aurelio will be on the program. We're going to talk to him, obviously, about his UFC career, any upcoming fights he has, and the biggest news is training at Imperial Athletics with the likes of Rashad Evans, Bigfoot Silva, just to name a few. And now, in just a few weeks, he's going to be training with Alistair Overeem, who is up for a title championship bout against Junior Dos Santos. So he lets us in on all the stuff that's going on there. And, of course, we're going to have the first ever Battle of Words here on the Roman Show as the main eventers of CFA. Jordan Parsons and Danny Chavez will be here on the Roman Show face-to-face. Well, not physically face-to-face, but word-to-word, as I'm going to go ahead and say, as they're going to go for 3 rounds at 30 seconds apiece to say what they have to say to each other before they face off Friday night inside the cage at the Bank United Center at the University of Miami. And you can get your tickets at TFAFights.com. To finish off everything, we're going to have Francisco Alvarado, who writes for the Miami New Times, and he can tell us about covering backyard fights in South Florida. There was actually a fight that happened last week or the week before in which two individuals got in a fight, and it all happened on Facebook. So he's going to tell us about covering that and why he does that. And there's a lot of talk, especially today with Floyd Mayweather, Dana White. You know, Dana White came out saying that Floyd Mayweather is a bigot, he's racist, and we're going to touch this subject as well. And I want to make a very special announcement, Guillermo. Next week, we will have UFC fighter Alan Belcher on the program. And the following week, we will be followed by Jacob Duran, better known as Fitch. So big names coming out here in the program, Guillermo.
Yeah, those huge names, man. especially Alan Belcher. You know, for those of you who don't follow the UFC as closely as we do, this guy, he's 1-2 big wins away from a title shot against Anderson Silva. So he's a very, very, very big name. He's just been off the radar for a while because he was on a hell of a roll for a while there. He had a very controversial loss to Yoshihiro Akiyama at UFC 100 in a fight that almost everybody thought he won. And had he won that bout, he would be currently on a 5 or 6 fight winning streak, and he would already probably be at that title shot. But he suffered that controversial loss, has reeled off 3 wins in a row since that time, but they've been spaced out. That's why he's off the radar. He had a terrible eye injury in one of his victories a couple years ago where he had a detached retina, and it was feared that he may not be able to fight ever again, but luckily he was able to recover from that. He's in good shape now. He's come off a victory. He's got another fight coming up real soon, and he's back on track here to maybe get a title shot in the next year, year and a half.
And, guys, if you want to win some free tickets to PFA, head on over to Twitter and tweet me, at RomanDH. Just tweet me, at RomanDH. Write, "I am listening to the Roman Show," and you will get a pair of tickets to CFA this Friday night. And guys, I'd like to invite all of you guys to Club H in Miami, Florida. That's right, Club H. Don't miss live amateur MMA brought to you by Padrino's MMA Fight Team. The complete show. Get this, Guillermo. Get ready to pull out your translator, because the entire show will be in Espanol. That's right. Proceeds will go to Padrino's MMA nonprofit organization. The address of the club is 3600 Southwest 8th Street in Miami, Florida. For details, call 305-525-6310. That is March 1st. Para todos los latinos, salgan a ver las artes marciales totalmente en español en el Club H, al frente del Versalles, ubicado en la 3600 Southwest 8 Calle. Llame a 305-525-6310, que todos los fondos van a ayudar a la organización sin fines de lucros, Padrinos MMA. All right, Guillermo, we're going to go ahead and talk now Super Fight League, all the way in India. This is the first MMA promotion in India.
Hello?
Going to be taking place. Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken, how are you? It's Rodolfo from The Roman Show. Welcome to the program. You're joined here as well with my co-host, Guillermo Garcia. Ken, a pleasure to have you in the program. Big news coming out of India, Super Fight League, the first MMA promotion in India. You got Bob Sapp there in the main event against Thompson. Tell us about this stuff. How did it come about, Ken?
A gentleman by the name of Raj Kundra, who's a big celebrity out in India and a serial entrepreneur, recognized the growth of MMA worldwide and realized that India, with a big Bollywood fan base and a big WWE following, he thought it was natural that India would take to the sport of MMA. So came to the United States, recruited me, and together we conceptualized and now are implementing which is actually out of the gates the largest event in India, and hopefully soon the largest event in Asia.
Wow. And that is huge, you know. India being the second largest country in the world,
mm-hmm.
with so much following out there. You mentioned pro wrestling. TNA just debuted pro wrestling over there, and it's huge. I read some of the numbers, the ratings, which aired on Colors TV, I believe. 14 million people watched this.
Right.
So you can just imagine what's going to happen with mixed martial arts as it's a growing sport. Now, tell me about the talent, because you do have a lot of talent from India that will be competing on March 11th over there in Mumbai.
Well, India is the birthplace of martial arts, and it's a combat sports society. Unfortunately, for many years, there wasn't a place for Indians to truly display their talents. It was sort of an underground sport where you had to go outside of India. So the development of the Indian MMA athletes was a little bit slow. It was a little retarded. So what we've done is we've opened up camps to cultivate the athletes, help the guys that have records, that have turned professional, and we've now given them an opportunity to show their skills. We're hoping that with these new instructors we've brought in and these new training facilities that we can bring the Indian athletes to the forefront and give them an opportunity to succeed and attract other athletes that maybe were going into different sports. Time will tell where they are right now. You know, we've got 8 fights on the first card. We have five Indian fights, and we're bringing on the five toughest Indians we can find. We'll have at least five Indian fights in all three cards, and we're going to test them. We're going to put them up against other fighters from the region that have a little bit more experience and are pretty tough, and we'll see if the Indians sink or swim. But our dynamic is a little bit different. You know, we're bringing in usually three international fights to appeal to the U.S. audience. We're bringing in musical acts to appeal to the Indian non-MMA fans, hoping to convert them to MMA fans. And then we're bringing in the Indian fighters. So hopefully with the cross-promote to the cross-demographic, we'll develop a fan base.
Right, and Bollywood over there, the choreography is just amazing what they do. It's huge over there. India, better well-known there as far as you said with combat sports, and like you said, it was underground. You know, they're well-known for their cricket. I know that's huge over there as well. But now, where can people in the United States see Super Fight League come March 11th?
Well, it's the first. We have a three-year deal with YouTube, so all of our events will be aired live on YouTube. Now, of course, their time difference is significant, but it will be archived there as well. So you'll be able to see all of the Super Fight League online on YouTube, and we're working on numerous television deals. We just wrapped up a Canadian deal today. We're on Sony Television in India. We have a large Russian deal that we're wrapping up. But as far as internet goes, the American audience will be able to see it. See it on YouTube. And you did mention cricket. You know, my visit over there, what I saw was any given time, there's three stations of cricket on the Indian television. Indian fans love their cricket. But beyond that, you pick up a sports page, you have English League soccer, and you have cricket. And that's about it. So there's not a lot of other entertainment options or sport entertainment options. Meanwhile, Bollywood, which is their movie scene over there, is setting records with all these movies coming out every single weekend. So the Indian fans, even though they are sports fans, have sort of moved away from sport into the Bollywood scene. We seek to bring them back, and that's why we're bringing a Bollywood element, entertainment element to our events. And, you know, the Indian national cricket team has been just mediocre as of late, and the Indian fans have soured or moved away. Interest has sort of waned, and that creates a huge opportunity. So we're hoping to bring this new sport to India and draw that fan base, that sport fan base that really hasn't satisfied their cravings as of late. And hopefully we can build upon that and build a fan base and build a TV audience in India and the surrounding areas.
Well, my fellow co-host here, Guillermo, has been to India. Guillermo, you have a question for Ken, and I'm sure since you've been there out there, what can you tell us as far as Ken and Super Fight League in India?
No, Ken, based off, I'm sure you've done lots of research into the market, but based off what you've seen, have you looked at how good the ratings are for any mixed martial arts that may be on TV over there at any given time, such as, you know, UFC re-airings and things like that? What have you found through that? What have you seen?
There's been actually very little MMA on TV. MMA is really a virgin sport out there. They actually aired on a small cable station the first season of Bellator, but the UFC is generally not available. You get a little bit of K-1 occasionally. And as we did our media and our press tours, we were asked questions like, is this real? Is this like wrestling, professional wrestling? Oh, cool, a kickboxing league. So the whole concept of MMA is really novice to the Indian fans. We have a lot of work to do. It's about three times the population in India as the United States. And in the U.S., the primary demographic is the 18 to 34-year-old male, and we have more in India, more 18 to 34-year-old males than there are people here in the United States. So the audience base is there. We just have to introduce them to the sport, and we have a lot of work to do. As you guys mentioned, wrestling has done very well there. 14 million people watched the last wrestling event. The largest MMA event aired in North America viewership was James Thompson versus Kimbo Slice on the first CBS card, and 8 million people watched it. So they're getting more people watching professional wrestling than we're getting in our highest viewed MMA cards, which screams to me opportunity. And I'm hoping we can capitalize on that, you know, capitalize that fan base on that unique demographic that is untouched. And hopefully we pull off a couple really good events, the first couple, and get them hooked.
Yeah, and Ken, like you said, you have to grow the sport as far as the Indian people go. So how much will you be relying at first on the expatriate community, such as the English people that may live in India or what have you?
Well, that's definitely a large part of our initial audience. But what we're doing to hook the fans is we're putting on a concert. There'll be a concert, a 10-minute set to start, a 10-minute set to finish, with chart-topping big-name artists. And we're hoping that alone will draw the fan base. And our catchline that we're using is come for the concert, stay for the fights. So we're going to have eight fights. Actually, now we're adding a female fight, so we'll have nine fights. started and concluded with the concert. And we're hoping that, you know, our first event, we have a 5,000-seat venue, which is selling out. Second, third events are 12,000-seat venues. We bring big names. It's a sport. We call it sporttainment. People come out for the concert, stay for the fight, and hopefully the expatriates and the people that have got a little bit of a view will come. But in addition, the music fans and the people that come for the concerts will come and stay, and therein lies the beginning of the fan base.
Ken, you mentioned music on your website. You have this this mixture of rock and rap and Indian music. You have your own theme song there, which is quite catchy. Can you tell us a little bit about that and as far as how you are trying to grab the Indian population's attention to turn to MMA?
Yeah, I showed up for my we signed a deal. I showed up a couple weeks later in India, and it's amazing how fast this production company turned around a highlight video, and they did a theme, which is a little bit in Hindi. You can't really pick it up as much unless you speak Hindi, and a little bit in English. And I found it very catchy. You know, they have amazing highlight videos already done, and the production quality is without equal. They promised me this production is going to be something the industry has actually never seen. So you know, they're going over the top in terms of what they're producing, and I'm excited for it. You know, it's a very talented group. And I think it's going to make for very, very good television and actually very good live viewership as well.
That is great. And at superfightleague.com, that's where you can find information, the first MMA promotion in India. That's superfightleague.com, and that's going to be next month. And you can watch this stuff on YouTube live. And then if you happen to miss it, well, you can catch the archive there, superfightleague.com. Tell us about
let me interject real quick. We also have... Our YouTube station is YouTube.com/SFL. And I think we've got like 10, 12 clips of introducing some of our fighters and a highlight from the press conference and some really unique little commercial type excerpts. So check out our YouTube station as well, which we're promoting.
And tell us about the main event, Bob Sapp, a big name over there in Asia when it comes to combat sport against Thompson. How does this come about?
Well, people forget. Naive North Americans like myself forget that India is actually part of Asia. It's, you know, it's a significant portion of Asia, and Bob Sapp is without equal in terms of notoriety and popularity in the Asian market. You know, he's huge in Korea, he's huge in Japan, and our goal bringing Bob Sapp in was to attract that built-in market. James Thompson, on the other hand, is very big in Europe. You know, the largest viewed MMA event in Europe was Mariusz Pudzianowski versus James Thompson, which set all kinds of records, the world's strongest man. So you know, James Thompson also was in the number one viewed MMA event in North America, the Kimbo Slice, as I mentioned. So we took guys that people generally recognize, larger-than-life characters, and we figured, you know, we'd touch on numerous fan bases, and it seemed to work.
Gracias, Dominique. Ken, thank you so much for calling in. Again, anything else you'd like to add?
Follow me on Twitter, at Ken Pavia. Come check out our website and check out the first event. I think you'll really enjoy it.
That's superfightleague.com. Check out India's first MMA promotion, superfightleague.com. And that's March 11th, Bob Sapp on that card. Thanks so much, Ken. We'll be in contact, and we'd love to have Bob Sapp in the program to talk about his venture over there in India.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so very much. Have a good day. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, Guillermo, great stuff there. Wow, all the way in India. You've been to India. Can you give us a little perspective view as far as the people over there, Guillermo?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's going to be tough for them to get it going over there. You know, just remember how hard it was to just get it going here in the U.S. in the UFC's early days. But not only is it hard in that regard just because it's an infant sport over there, but the country's a lot poorer than the U.S. is. So how much money do people have to spare to be able to attend these events? I think that at first they're going to have to rely heavily on either low ticket prices for their events, or they're going to have to try to appeal to the people who do have money in that country. Now, they did pick a good city in Mumbai to start because that is typically the richest city in India. So, and they also have a large expatriate community, which a lot of, you know, India used to belong to England years ago, so there's still a lot of English descent people, a lot of English people who still do business over there. And, of course, the English people, they're very well familiar with mixed martial arts, so they may be able to get a lot of clients from that at first. But growing the sport for the actual Indian people to go to, that's going to be a hard challenge. I'm curious to see how it works out.
Well, the main event is Bob Sapp representing the USA, and then James Thompson, who is representing the UK. And you mentioned Mumbai. Well, they're also going to be having an event May 6th in New Delhi, and then also on April 7th on Chandigarh. And that's April 7th and then May 6th, New Delhi. So we got three fights coming up. YouTube, you can see it. And if you have any information, superfightleague.com. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with more of the Roman Show and UFC veteran Marcos Aurelio here on the Roman Show. He's going to tell us about training with Rashad Evans and the rest of the guys at Imperial Athletic. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks, girl.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
This is Jeff from Snowman Months, and telling you to watch Rodolfo Roman, one of my good buddies.
All right, and we are back with more on the Roman Show action here, giving you the best of the best, and leading you all the way to the UFC presser coming live in Japan. The presser will be at 11 p.m. That's as soon as we are done, we're going to be able to see that presser coming live all the way from Japan. Guillermo, Marcos Aurelio, fought for the UFC, fought in Pride, just recently fought not too long ago, Shin Aoki, Evan Dunham, Clay Guida, just a long list of great names that this man has fought, and actually holds a record. 16 seconds, that's all it took him to submit his opponent. The fastest submission in UFC history, Guillermo.
Yeah, he defeated Ryan Roberts, and if you saw that fight, it was unbelievable how fast it went from being, like, just a regular fight to being over. You know what I mean? Like, literally, he was fighting Ryan Roberts in that fight, and literally, they just rolled around a couple times. It looked pretty normal, like nothing was going on. Just rolled around a couple times, and before you know it, he had Ryan Roberts in an armbar. Like, out of nowhere. I mean, I remember Joe Rogan just screaming, like, oh, my goodness, unbelievable, you know, and all this crap. But, you know, like, it was unbelievable what he did. Armbar, unbelievable, 16 seconds. You know, I can't remember another time that I saw somebody get submitted that quickly. You know, knockouts, you know, it's, you know, one punch, that could be quickly done. But submissions, usually you have to work at them and try to set them up. And he just literally just rolled right into it on Roberts.
Isn't that insane? A quick plug here. We're going to give out to one of our good friends of AllOutMMAGear.com. Make sure you check them out. That's AllOutMMAGear.com. They give a great stuff out there. AllOutMMAGear.com. Check them out for the coolest, the hippest clothing you can find. And the coolest thing about this is if you go on AllOutMMAGear.com and you type in the code there, Roman Show, guess what, Guillermo?
Yeah, you get a discount.
Guess what happened? You get a discount, man. You can't go wrong with that. You get a little nice discount. You get some new wardrobe to your attire that you can wear to the next fight. That's AllOutMMAGear.com, your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Again, use code Roman Show. That's how you got to type in Roman Show and receive 15% off your next purchase. You can follow them on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear or on Facebook, facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com from Miami to the world. And soon we will be giving out some T-shirts out there. And I'd like to mention, speaking about T-shirts, the Roman Show now has the Roman Show T-shirts. And we will soon be giving out some T-shirts. I got to give you yours, Guillermo. I know you're going to represent this Friday at the CFA fight.
Oh, but, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, wearing it with pride, man. We gotta spread the word about our great show here and spread the word about the great sport of MMA.
Yes, sir. And guys, if you want to get some T-shirts, $10, make sure you email us at the following email, romandh@yahoo.com. Just tell us the size, and we'll ship it right to you. The Roman Show T-shirt, the official T-shirts. Make sure you wear them with pride, as this show is not about us. It's about you. It's about the sport, and that is what we want you to wear when you go out to all these local shows, whether it be in the north, in the northeast, in the west coast, in the southwest, in the south area. It doesn't matter. Wear the shirt with pride. As here in the Roman Show, we try to do that, and I'd like to invite all you guys March 1st. Padrinos MMA brings you live MMA action, amateur action, actually, at Club H, and all proceeds will go to Padrinos MMA non-profit organization. They're located in Hialeah, and the show will be taking place March 1st, featuring live amateur MMA at Club H. You can call 305-525-6310 for details. And Guillermo, you and me know a little bit about Padrinos MMA because I submitted you in his gym.
Yeah, you cheated. You built up
I choked you out with
a
guillotine.
And I had you submitted and I slipped off.
Ah, please. You were done. I got to put that video up. Let's get a communication with Marcos Aurelio, who's going to tell us about training with all these great guys and what's up with the future of this great fighter, Marcos Aurelio. And we're going to speak to him, training in Boca Raton and a pair of athletics.
Hello.
Hello, Marcos. How are you, sir?
Hi, good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Welcome to the Roman Show with my co-host here, Guillermo Garcia, and myself, Rodolfo Roman. Marcos, thanks again for taking some time. And obviously, as I spoke to you earlier, you're training over there in Imperial Athletics with the likes as Rashad Evans, Anthony Johnson. Can you tell us about the atmosphere over there in the gym to train with these top guys?
Yeah, man, it has been so good for me because I have a chance to join the camp, you know, with the guys. So, and, you know, Glenn from the management, so he's doing a great job. You know, he's bringing all these guys down to Florida. Most of these guys, they live in here now, you know. So, and for us, you know, to go to the camp and train with the best guys around, so it's very good, you know. I'm so thankful for that.
Some of the names there, Marcos, you got Antonio Bigfoot Silva, Rashad, Anthony Johnson, the Villafort brothers, they're training there. Great, phenomenal jiu-jitsu guys. Yourself, you're great as far as a Brazilian jiu-jitsu and a fighter overall. You fought in the UFC and Pride. And then we get the addition of Alistair Overeem. Can you tell us about when you heard the news that Alistair had decided to train with you guys instead of his homeland country gym?
Yeah, there was a great news. You know, I heard that news in the gym. You know, he signed it with the management, so he's gonna be here. He's gonna join us. So I think he has a lot to add. You know, for us, for the camp, and I know we're gonna have a lot to add for him also. So it's gonna be a great change. You know, so you know, he's on the line for the title shot. You know, so. I think he's gonna make. I think he make the right decision, you know, moving here to do his camp over here with us. A lot of good guys. I know Glenn is gonna set up the best camp for him, you know, and I think that it's gonna be great. You know, it's gonna be great for everybody.
And tell us why do you think, Marcos, that everyone is joining this gym? Some of them come from like Greg Jackson's camp. Golden Glory, but why are people going to this gym? I mean, what is it about it? What makes it so special? Is it the weather down here in South Florida?
First of all, I think it's the great job that the management, you know, the management from Black Zillions, the great job they're doing, you know, to approach all the fighters and make a good deal for them. And then they have the best coach, you know. You have a Mike Van Asdell. You know, which is one of the best coaches, head coach in the world. So we brought in Andy, you know, from Holland, the best Muay Thai coach in Holland ever. So we have Flavius, is a great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guy from Brazil, as a Jiu-Jitsu coach. So we have all the pack, you know. We have three great coaches. We have Marco Silva also. As a coach, which is he's a judo black belt, you know, and he's been doing a great job with us. So, you know, we have a lot of good guys, you know, to take care of the team, you know, a lot of good coach. So I think, you know, that coach together with the great job of Black Zillions, so that's what it is, you know, they're doing that to approach the best fighters, and you know the top fighters they always look for the best place, you know, so. And if that's it, you know, that's why I think they're all here.
And Marcos, what about yourself? You recently fought last year, but what's ahead of you? When are we going to be seeing you in action inside the cage?
Soon. I'll be fighting in 2 months. I cannot tell about it. You know, I cannot talk about it because I find it something not to talk. But it's going to be something new, you know. And I'm so happy to be back because I had some problems, personal problems before, you know, which put me away from training and everything. So, but now I'm back. I'm 100%, you know, like healthy. You know, I'm training good every day. And very soon I will be back in the big shows. So I'm just taking care about, you know, myself now. You know, getting better, improve. And, yeah, as I told you, I'll be back very soon.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first in the Roman Show. Marcos Aurelio will be back soon in action. Guillaume, we have a question for Marcos Aurelio, UFC veteran.
Yeah, Marcos, you fought everywhere. You fought in Pride, UFC, many different organizations all over the world. You've been doing this for a long time, and you're 38 now. How much longer do you expect to keep on fighting?
That question, everybody making that question. I really don't know, you know. I go as much as I can feel like, you know, like right now I'm feeling great. You know, I go to the gym, I train with all those guys. I train with 20-year-old kids, you know, and I still like training like very good. So my body is healthy, you know. I have a good diet, you know. I have a good life, so I'm healthy. So I don't know. I can't say, you know, but the way I'm doing it now, I can go. I still can go, you know. You see a lot of guys, 43, 45 years old, doing great. You know, you see Dan Anderson, all these guys. So, you know, the difference between us, you know, and the young kids is only the recovery, you know. We need more time to recover. We need to do everything very well. As long as I do everything very well, I'll be back, you know, and I'll be training very good. So right now I'm feeling great. I really don't know when I'm going to stop. I can tell that I'm a little far away to stop, you know?
Yes, and now you've been fighting so long and you've done so many different things. What goals do you have for the rest of your career? Are your goals to get back in the UFC or just to fight a few more times, or what are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, get back to UFC is always a goal. You know, every fighter, you know, they want to look to come back to UFC. You know, UFC for us, for our sport, is like the NBA. You know, so every fighter wants to come back to UFC, wants to be in UFC. That's my goal. But right now I have something going on, something really good. I know you guys are going to know soon. Very soon it's going to be all over. And I'm very happy to be part of this thing, you know. So, like right now, I don't think about UFC. But later on, you know, UFC is always a goal. And I'm building my school here in Miami also. So very soon I'm gonna finish. You know, I'm gonna start my school. So that's what I wanna do. I wanna keep fighting. And at the same time, I wanna start to build my own school, to have my own students, and in the future have my own fighters.
Good. Now you say you're gonna start a school down in Miami, Florida. What is it? When is this gonna happen? Soon, or are you working?
Yeah. I'm working on it to open something in Miami. You know, I really like the area. I like Miami. I think Miami is a great area, and we're looking around. So very soon I'm gonna do something over there.
Okay. And two more questions. What do you think about the talent down here in South Florida and the MMA community down here?
I think it's great because we have a lot of good people around, you know. We have a lot of big teams, big names. So definitely Florida, South Florida is, I don't know, maybe top three, top two in the USA, you know. A lot of good guys here. You know, we have American Top Team is a big camp. We have now the Black Village, which is going to be, you know, like the biggest camp in the world very soon, you know. So I think South Florida definitely is top two or top three in the USA, and that's what I think.
Okay. And will we be seeing you at any of these local shows down here in Miami?
Yeah, maybe. You know, as long as they give me a good offer, I will be fighting Miami. You know, I want to fight, you know. There's some good shows around. And I'll be more than happy, you know, to make a good deal and fight. You know, I never choose my opponents. I never, you know, like I don't like to choose a show. If I have to choose a show, of course I'm gonna choose UFC. But you know, I don't care if they pay me. You know, if the show is good for me, if the venue is gonna be good for myself, I'm in.
Well, Marcos Aurelio, thank you so very much. Marcos, are you on Twitter? I know you're on Facebook, but are you on Twitter where people can follow you and keep up to date with you?
My Twitter is not on yet because actually I have a Twitter, but it's not on yet. But very soon I'm gonna be on Twitter.
Okay, so but you can find Marcos Aurelio on Facebook. So make sure you check him out there and add him as a friend. Marcos, a pleasure to have you here. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just want to thank all the guys that I'm training with, you know, at Imperial, you know, all the my teammates, you know, you know, my coach, Mike Venasdell, you know, he's been helping a lot, you know, my Muay Thai coach, Andy Henry. So all these guys, you know, all these people that, you know, helped me to come back strong, you know. And, yeah, I want to thank God also, you know, because I'm 38 years old and very healthy, you know, very happy to come back to fight, you know, and I think we got to offer everything to God, you know. That's the way I think.
Amen to that. Marcos, obrigado. You're always welcome here in the show, and buena noche.
Obrigado. Boa noite a todos.
Thank you. Have a good night. Always welcome
thank
here.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye.
All right, Guillermo, we heard there for the UFC veteran Marcos Aurelio. Good stuff there. You heard it here. He will be back in action. Again, he's going to say some of the details there, but he will be back in action in the cage. Just a matter of time until he gets back in there. Let's take this quick phone call. Carla, you're on the Andrew Roman Show. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello, you're on the Roman Show.
Hi, Roman. How are you doing? This is Padrino. How you been?
Hey, Padrino. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. I'm doing fine. I just logged in, man. I was a lot of work in the gym.
Yeah, Padrino, tell us about the March 1st event. It's going to happen in Club Ache. The number to call, 305-525-6310. The club is located at 3600 Southwest 8th Street. Tell us what's going to happen and how unique this event's going to be.
Oh, this event, we got already set up 11 fights for the 1st of March. It's going to be a wonderful night. It's the first time it's going to be everything on Spanish. It's going to be like, except to say, the red and the blue corner. And then it's going to be on the Esquina Azul and the Esquina Roja. It's going to be a lot of expectation of this show. And I got a lot of good fighters that are going to be there as well. It's going to be the Spider Bone. It's going to be the Punisher fighting. The Dragon, the gym from Padrinos MMA. And we got a lot of people, good guys that are coming up. And I expect soon they can go and turn pro.
Now, where can people buy tickets? Can they buy it at the door? How does that work?
Yes, they can buy it at the door. It's $25 a ticket. All ages are welcome. 16, 14, 16, 17 years old. You know, all ages. You can be just go over and buy the ticket over there. $25. And you're helping the Padrinos MMA gym at the same time. This is a share thing with the club. And, hey, we're expecting a lot of people to come there.
Yeah, and you know what? Something very important to say about Padrino, about this event, that all the funding will go to MMA, to the MMA nonprofit of Padrino's MMA. And I've done some stories on you guys. Padrino helps a lot of these kids off the street, puts them in a gym, teaches them how to fight, and just helps them take the drugs out of their mind and just completely changes their lives. I've seen a lot of these kids who were in lots of trouble, and Padrino's helped them out. So my hat's off to you, Padrino, for this effort.
I appreciate it. And all the people that are listening to this, just be with us over there on March 1st. Doors open at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and first fight will start at 8. And I expect everybody to be there with us and backing it up. And thank you for this chance, Mr. Roman.
Thank you so very much. And again, March 1st, Club Bache.
Yes.
Don't miss it. MMA. Thank
yes.
you so very much, Padrino, for calling in.
No problem. 3600 Northwest 8th Street, Little Havana.
There it is. Right in front of Versailles. And when I'm done, we'll make sure we get some Café Cubano.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. All right. Buenas noches. Thank you, Padrino. All right, guys. Well, make sure you check that out. All right, Guillermo. We are getting ready for our first ever Battle of the Words here on the Roman Show, Guillermo. Two guys, head-to-head, face-to-face, one-on-one, unfortunately, without a cage, but on the phone. But Danny Chavez, Jordan Parsons, we'll be duking it out verbally on this program. Now, Guillermo, we all know what can happen when the emotions just start stirring inside you, and who knows what's going to happen. Now, I made sure to talk to these guys to keep it clean, but when you're in a fight, you're less than 72 hours, you got $20,000 on the line, and you got the featherweight CFA title on the line. Who knows what could happen with this, Guillermo?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, they're probably in the process of cutting weight, which will make it even worse.
Mm-hmm. So some of them are hungry, and I'm not saying hungry as in for a victory. Literally, they're hungry. So who
they're
knows
hungry,
what's going to
come out? They're dehydrating themselves. They're worried. They're stressed. Their whole lives right on this moment. You know, it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. So both of these gentlemen will be calling in, and both of these guys are undefeated. So how hungry are they? We will see this Friday, $20,000 on the line at CFA. And if you want a pair of tickets, just go ahead and tweet us at Roman DH and write, "I am listening to the Roman Show," and you will get a free pair of tickets to CFA Fights this Friday. Check out CFAFights.com. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with this Battle of the Words. And we still have Francisco Alvarado of the Miami New Times, who's going to talk to us about Backyard Fights in South Florida. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks,
check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on the Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/The Roman Show. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/The Roman Show. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show.
Catch up. All right, quick, guys, we're going to get started. We have Aaron of countermoves.com. Aaron, how are you today, sir?
Good. How are you?
All right, Aaron, big fight this Saturday. Can you tell us what people have to do to win some money at countermove.com? That's countermove.com, countermove with a K.
Well, you can just come onto our site. We have games that for $1 to $100, we even have free games. And we're actually having something special on our site this week. We have the biggest tournament we've ever had. It's a $2,000 prize pool, $10 entry fee. The top prize is $600. So it will be our biggest top prize ever and, and our biggest prize pool ever. So it's really exciting.
That is wonderful. Now, Aaron, how much money did your winner win or winners win last Wednesday when they had the UFC on Fuel 1?
Well, we had $7,000 in prizes given out. The biggest tournament was won by our first woman winner, Ann Thomas. She won $540 playing last week. And there's all sorts of winners. We've had, people win $100 $200, $300, depending on the game size you're playing, all the way to $9, even. There's even a $3 game. So we've had winners from all shapes and sizes. But, about $7,000 we gave away last Wednesday.
Wow, that is just amazing. Who's the winner again? We got to give her a shout-out.
Ann Thomas. We haven't had a woman win before, but she won. So good for her.
Wow, that is just amazing. Countermove.com, that's Countermove. With a big, big care in the front. Aaron, quickly, briefly, tell these people how to play, what they have to do, and make some money while they watch the fight.
Yes. You go to countermove.com. It's countermove with a K, all one word. And you can play. It's a simple game. You just come on, choose a game you want to play. I suggest if you haven't played before, just play a free game. We always have free games up, and you can get used to it. And then if you want to play your friends for money, go for it. There are always games available. We encourage you to invite your friends, as it's always more fun to take money from your friends than it is from a stranger. So, and you get to brag about it and things. But, yeah, just countermove.com, countermove with a K.
Wonderful. Aaron, always a pleasure to have you here in the program. And we'll make sure that we announce the winner, the one who wins the most, next week here in the program. Aaron, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. All right, Guillermo, we move along, and now it is time, as we are just waiting for one individual, which is Danny Chavez, to be on the program. Man, I'm psyched for this stuff. We had a pro battle in the wrestling show, but now we're going to have a battle of words here on the program, MMA, and it's so much different when it comes to pro wrestling, because these guys really mean it, what they're going to do to each other inside the cage, man.
Yeah, absolutely. There's real emotions. There's real stakes riding on the line. It's not only just the love of the sport or the hate of the opponent talking. There's a lot else going on behind those words. You know, there's a lot of sacrifice that these guys have made. So there's a lot more involved, definitely.
Yes, sir. And, again, just a few minutes before we start the UFC presser, but don't go anywhere because Francisco Alvarado will be on the program from the MMA, from Miami New Times. Who's going to tell us about backyard fights here in South Florida. So we're going to get a hold of Danny Chavez. We have Jordan there on hold, and we're going to get this thing started. Three rounds. They have each 30 seconds with these questions to answer. And let's get this thing rolling. By the way, guys, free CFA tickets. Just tweet it at Roman DH, and we will give you a free pair of tickets. Just tweet there. I'm listening to the Roman Show. We'll give you a free pair of tickets to the big fight this Friday coming up at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. Beautiful Coral Gables, home of the Hurricanes, University of Miami. It's a nice place out there. We're getting a hold of right now Danny Travis. And we had just lost Jordan here. Jordan is on the line. Jordan is on the line. We're getting a hold of Danny now to get this thing started and ready to roll. We got to have both guys here. We just cannot just do one guy here. But the anticipation is building, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
hopefully it picks up.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I know he was telling me he had to be there with his phone, but boy, do I hope. Well, let's just wait a few seconds. Let's talk to Jordan. Jordan!
What's going on,
Jordan,
man?
All right, Jordan. Jordan, we're just waiting for your opponent. I know you're psyched. I know you guys had a press conference today. And Jordan Parsons, undefeated, doesn't know what a defeat is in pro MMA.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you have to watch my language.
Yes, please.
All right.
I know you want to let the emotions roll, but if you can
I can do it without cussing. I just want to make sure.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as long as you could probably get the B word in there. I don't know. But just try to keep it as clean as you can. We're going to get this thing started. You can see Jordan Parsons and Danny Travis this Friday in Coral Gables. TFAFights.com is the website to see it. And Jordan was telling me a lot of people are going to be seeing it all the way in Michigan live.
That's right. And Danny Travis don't want to answer. He already knows.
Ah, man, this is not good. And we are attempting right now to call him, calling him right now live on the air. As we want to get this battle of the words live on the program. Jordan, as we await your opponent's answering, let's speak to you. You have fought in the CFA for a couple of fights now, and you're in this tournament.
Yes, sir.
$20,000. You got the featherweight championship belt. You're only 21 years old, man. How are you feeling?
I feel great, man. I work harder than, probably 99.9% of anyone you've ever met. I guarantee you that. 21 years old doesn't mean anything when you have ambition, drive, and you have the character to continue going forward. I can push my body past the limits of, most of the men that can't handle a lot of the cuts and a lot of the cardio that I can in such rapid succession, So I find that more to be like an advantage than anything. And I think it's pretty funny that I go down and go ahead and beat down some grown men at 21 years old.
Yeah, that's 20, man. That's just amazing, and your phenomenal shape out there. Now, Jordan, tell us about how you got involved with this. You were telling me that you were a wrestler, and you just wanted to throw in the punches. So, what the heck? Why not join MMA? Tell us a little history about that. How you got involved with the sport?
Well, I used to watch it all the time, and my friends could tell you I always used to, I used to get in fights in high school and stuff, and I always used to be that kid talking, I could do that, I could do that. They used to laugh back in the day, let's be honest, because everybody says I could be a fighter. But then I heard about there's this little gym around my town, and I'm like, all right, wrestling season's going on right now, so I'm focused on this. And then I planned on doing it in college, and then things didn't go my way, like I've said before, and then I hooked up with the guy at my school that was doing it, and he hooked me up at the gym, and from the first day, I loved it. It was just awesome. I'm like, I can do this for the rest of my life. And a month later, I took my first amateur fight, and I was like, this is the greatest thing that God's ever given me.
Wow. Well, Jordan, we are going to get a hold of Danny right now. He's actually calling me on the other line. But one thing I wanted to mention is that you had just finished a workout. Were you trying to cut weight?
Oh, yeah, just finishing it out. I'm about on weight now, so I'm chilling. I'm about to go ahead and play some PS3, get a little Modern Warfare 3 in, and just relax.
All right. And by the way, guys, we're running late with the UFC presser, so make sure that you are tuned in to us, and we'll lead you right into the UFC presser as it comes live from Japan. They're going to talk a little bit about Ben Henderson and Frank Yeager for the lightweight belt. But Friday night, CFA featherweight title on the line, Jordan Parsons versus Danny Travis.
Yes, sir.
Let's get him on the line. We're ready for this battle of the words. I'm excited. Guillermo's excited. Jordan, you're ready to roll, man. Let's just get Danny here on the line. He is the Mr.
You reach Sammy, leave your name and number, and I'll call you back.
Oh, okay. All right.
At the tone, please record your message.
Time,
when you have finished recording.
One more time here with Danny.
I'm telling you, he's scared, man. He doesn't want to talk to me on the phone.
Let's try to get this. I think we're going to have it now. Right in action. Danny.
Hello?
He had a joke
Danny,
earlier,
are you
though.
There?
Hey, Roman, how you doing? I'm sorry. For some reason, my phone was ringing.
No worries, Danny. All right. Danny, I got you. I got Jordan here. We got both of you gentlemen here in the program. It's a pleasure to do this stuff. This is what we're going to do, boys. Let's try to keep it clean. You got $20,000 on the line this Friday in Coral Gables, CFA, and you got the featherweight title on the line. Both of you men are undefeated. Big stuff. So this is what we're going to do, guys. We're going to go three rounds. I'm going to ask one question, and both of you guys will give a response. Now,
right.
In each round, you guys have 30 seconds to answer. Try to keep it clean. This is what people want to hear. And then I'm going to add an additional round there, a fourth round. I'll give you 30 seconds to say whatever the hell you want to say.
That was fun.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a little fun out here. A lot of people are actually have been calling in. They've been tweeting and sending all this stuff. And Guillermo, too, will be here to help me out as well. Actually, you know what? Let's just try to do this a fifth round. Guillermo's going to be the last guy to ask that one question that I think we need to ask. All right, so let's start this, gentlemen. I'm going to start this clock here. Guillermo, choose. Jordan or Danny, who should go first?
Hey, I talked earlier first. It should be Danny.
What's that?
I think Danny should go ahead and go first this time. I spoke first last time. It's a press conference.
I'll shoot first.
And it is his hometown, so let's give him a
It don't matter right, to me. It don't matter to me.
All right, Danny, you got 30 seconds. I'm going to start the clock as soon as I'm done asking you the question.
Yes, sir.
All right, Danny. What are you going to bring this Friday night?
Can I bring out the clock?
I'm done. All right. It's on.
It's on? All right. This Friday night, I'm telling everybody I'm bringing fireworks. I train pretty hard. I train with the best camp to me in the world. The MMA Master is the best camp right here. I'm going to bring fireworks. Nobody missed this show. Besides the fight, it's one of the best shows ever. I know I'm fighting a good guy, very respectful, you know what I mean? The guy actually is, he made it to a fight for a reason. But I'm undefeated. I'm going to stay undefeated. His best face here. The catch is mine. I have a big dream.
Oh, you hear
that? Oh, my God. Damn, I didn't know it was like this. Oh, okay.
We're going to go to Jordan. Jordan, man, you better be quick on that response.
Damn, it's like that? Damn, okay.
Three questions to you, man. What
Same
are
question?
You going to bring this Friday night, Jordan? What are you going to bring to Coral Gables and CFA fights number 5? You're on. Shoot.
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with Danny and say that he's going to be bringing fireworks, because when I knock him out and he's looking up at the lights, those stars are just going to be flashing. And I'll tell you what, Danny, I'll make you a bet. If you win, I will buy, for $20, I will buy one of your shirts and I will wear it all night. Vice versa for you. What's up, bro? I'm asking you straight up right now. You going to accept it or not?
All right, bro. It was cool with me.
All right, we got...
You're going to have to buy 2.
That's 30 seconds there, man. All right, my next question here. We're going to the second round. I hope both of you gentlemen are enjoying this stuff. We're going to go to the second round. We're back to Danny. Danny, you got 30 seconds. Once you hear that horn, you got to stop. Danny, at the end of the day, it is about fight. Yeah, you guys are playing around right now. You guys are having some fun. But seriously, man, Danny, what do you think about your opponent?
I think my father talks a lot of trash, you know what I mean? I think he talks more than he's going to show this Friday. I think I'm going to show way more than him. And he's going to be a surprise once he wakes up and he's like, oh, shit, I didn't get the bell. Oh, shit, I didn't get the money. And fuck it, I'm going to have to buy one of his shirts. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to say. And like I said, man, I'm going to win this. He's going to stay here. This is my hometown, homie. Nobody's going to come here and take over. That's all I got to say, man. Nobody's going to take over. So, Jordan, be prepared. Be ready, homie. Be ready, because fires are going to land on you, bro. Yeah, this is fun.
Jordan, same to you, man. What do you think about Danny Chavez, your opponent, this Friday night at CFA Fights, number 5? Shoot.
Go ahead.
Danny made it to the finals. You know, he's undefeated. But I'm tell you what, Danny, since 2008, I have not lost, and that was by controversial decision. I got 21 fights, player. 19 of those are wins? Over, I'd say, 12 of those are in the first round, in the first minute, bro, you ain't got a chance. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I talk a lot, yeah, but I bring it every time. I don't care what you say. I'm coming hard. I'm not going to get tired. You're going to gas, bro. You're going to gas before me. Actually, you just got to go to sleep.
Man, that was a good one there for Jordan. Danny, we're going to see you in the third round. We got 3 more rounds to left. I hope both of you guys worked hard.
He's doing the M&M. You know, I mean, he's waiting for me to say first, so he could ask the second. He's doing M&M right now.
I'm hoping both of you guys worked out on your cardio. All right, Danny Chavez.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do Jordan Parsons this Friday night?
I'm gonna give him the biggest beating. He's ever gotten in his life, bro. He's talking about 21 fights, man. Who counts amateurs, bro? Who gives a fuck about amateurs? He only has 7 professional fights, man. I have amateurs too. I don't count that shit. That shit's fucking corny as fuck, bro. Who gives a fuck about fucking amateur? I'm sorry, but nobody counts that shit. I'm going to beat him up. He's going to go to sleep, but he's going to get knocked out. But he's going to wake up, and he's going to buy my shirts like he said, bro. He's going to buy them, bro, because there's nothing he's going to do about it. I'm too skilled for him. He knows I'm too skilled for him. He's scared. That's why his only chance is to run his mouth, see if I make a mistake. I get everyone nervous. But they get to finish my sentences.
All right, Jordan, we're in the third round. We still got 2 more to go. The next question comes from Guillermo. Then we have an open question. You can say whatever you want. Let's try to keep it clean, boys. I know there's a lot of questions out there. Jordan, same question to you. What are you going to do to your opponent this Friday night at CFA Fights? Shoot.
Danny, I already told you, bro, on that video, you're not going to run from me talking about amateurs being corny. Your style is corny, bro. You run away. It's not going to work. I'm sorry. Your shots from far away, they're not going to work. I hope you worked on that. I hope you worked on your hands. Because that chin, I'm going to find it. That takedown, I'm going to find it. There's nothing you can do. You're going to shoot on me, I'm going to sprawl on you, and I'm going to beat the hell out of you, boy.
That's it? That's what you got? Oh, man. I think I won the third round.
All right, we're going to have to do this a little countdown here. Are you even taking notes of this? Guillermo.
Yeah, man. What's up, man?
I've been listening.
You lost me there for a while. You disconnected me, but I'm here now.
I'm hoping you're taking notes of this.
Yeah, no, I just heard I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to beat you up. That's all I've been hearing. All right. There's not much to take notes about.
Let me give you my question to the guys is,
all right, after you defeat your opponent on Friday, what kind of post-fight celebration can we expect, and what kind of celebration can we expect with the $20,000?
Here we go, Danny. Go ahead.
Oh, to me? Hey, I got 30 seconds again, or I could just talk freely?
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my celebration is going to be big, man. You know, everybody already knows. Even Jordan knows because he's making fun of it. I'm going to go see my family, man. I haven't seen in a long time. I'm going to right after that, when I come back, I'm just going to spend all my money and getting better at this, you know, because I know after him, it's going to be bigger fights. People are going to hunt down for my belt. They're going to come in and be trying to get it, and I'm not going to let that happen. You know, I know he's going to be one of those sore losers that are going to be like, oh, man, I want a rematch just like my last opponent.
Oh, beat by the buzzer. Jordan. Your turn. You got 30 seconds. Shoot.
Well, I wasn't really making fun of him going to Columbia. That's him. I'm talking about getting better right away. I don't care about doing anything else except for getting better. Like you said, I'm 21 years old. I got my whole career ahead of me. You only got so much time to fight, so I'm going to go hard. I'm not going to waste time taking vacation. This ain't a game to me. This is life. $20,000, I never seen no zeros like that. That's sitting in my bank account. Only time that's going to go down is get better for training gear. And gas money to get to training. It's not a game. Thinking you're gonna win, boy.
God damn it! If we had more time, it would be more interesting.
Gentlemen, I'm gonna give both of you gentlemen 30 seconds apiece. The final round, the fifth round.
is going to call it. This could possibly determine who's going to win it Friday night. So, Danny Travis, since you have the home court advantage, you got 30 seconds to say whatever you want to say. Shoot.
Jordan, look, man, you come for whatever you want to come. You want to say whatever you want to say, man. You know that the only reason you're talking out of Travis is because you're scared. You know you're scared. You know you're not going to win this fight, man. You know I'm going to beat you up, and all your chances to try to get in my head is not going to work on me. I'm too experienced in this already, all right? The 20 or whatever fights you have is not going to work for you, man. You're going to get beat up. You're going to go to sleep, or you're going to get knocked out. That's it. Simple as that. You're going to get finished this time, all right? The first time getting finished by Danny Chavez, the Colombian warrior, homie. All right? So be ready.
Ooh, right on the spot, CFAFights.com to purchase your tickets, guys. Jordan, your time. 30 seconds. Shoot.
Yeah, I know I've been talking a lot, but, you know, that's all fun to me. I think it's funny. It don't really get to me or nothing. Because you know when I talk.
What's that going on there?
Huh?
Jordan, are you all right there?
Yeah.
I think we lost him.
Hello?
We're going to have to start that again there. We lost him. I heard like a clapping in the background. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's go ahead and start this again. Seconds
o'clock.
Shoot.
Like I said, scared for out of my mouth. Are you crazy? Do I ever look scared to you? I come forward all the time. Scared is running away, backing up, throwing three punches a round. Come on, bro. We've seen both your fights. They're hard to watch. I'm always excited. I'm always coming forward, cutting people up, taking you down, beating you down, standing up, beating you up. I don't really care. We can stand there and bang, bro. Don't run away. I'm going to take you down. You ain't going to take me down. If you shoot me, I watch you pull Joey Rodriguez on top of you with no wrestling. That kid is terrible on the ground. You think
gentlemen,
the thing is all over, bro.
Gentlemen, Guillermo, your thoughts at this battle of the words?
Yeah, it's hard to call who won the battle here tonight, but I'm sure we'll get a definitive answer on Friday.
Friday. So we can have it tonight. Give him some kind of honor.
I'm going to fight today. I'm so ready. You just don't understand. I'm ready to fight today. I'm ready to fight right now. You understand? I'm in shape already. You understand? You just don't understand.
I hope you have a fight in 2 days.
Well, gentlemen, I think that the talking will stop Friday night, when both of you gentlemen enter the cage. That's this Friday night in Coral Gables, CFA Fights number 5. Gentlemen, I wish both of you guys, on behalf of the Roman Show and Guillermo, we wish you nothing but good health in that show, and nothing but good luck to the both of you gentlemen.
Yep,
thank you,
Jordan.
Thank you very much.
Danny,
right.
I'll see you tomorrow,
Wayne, boy. Hey, Jordan. You remember your first time when you got clipped, homie? What's the first thing you did? You shot, homie. You didn't want to stand up no more. Wait until you feel my power, homie. You're not going to stand up anymore. You're going to want to shoot. You're going to want to shoot, all right? That's you don't work for me, homie. Hey, that chance I didn't want to be, homie, that don't work. You saw what happened to him when Anderson? You got to finish.
Gentlemen, let's save it for the cage. Good luck to the both of you guys.
Right, guys.
See you, pay five.
You guys. See it be fun. I like that.
All right,
good night, guys. Good night. Be cool, guys.
Yep.
All right, CFA Fight number 5 taking place in Coral Gables at the Bank United Center at the University of Miami. Get your tickets at CFAFights.com. We're giving a pair of tickets right now as we speak. Head on over to Twitter and just tweet us there at RomanDH. And, guys, we're going to get you a pair of tickets. I'm excited after that words of battle there, Guillermo. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, man, I've never seen these guys before. I know you have. But, man, just hearing them, man, they sound like they're 7 feet tall. They're about to whoop up on each other, man. But I know these guys are a lot smaller than that, but they talk a real big game, you know?
They do, man. They really want to just snap each other's head here on the program, which is great. I mean, it's great ratings. But both of these guys are going to bring it. Featherweight title on the line, $20,000 on the line. I'm thrilled. Guillermo, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm hoping everyone here, part of the listening to the Roman Show, will be there because, guys, it's going to be a great fight, a lot of actions. They have 10 fights last time I checked. I could be wrong. There could be more. And, again, you got Danny Chavez, Jordan Parsons, $20,000 in the line, the gold on the line. It's going to be a lot of action coming for both of these young men who have yet to taste defeat. None of these guys don't know what a loss is about. We're going to get in contact right now with Francisco Alvarado, a journalist down here in Miami, Florida, who writes for the Miami New Times. And a fellow colleague here, he's going to tell us about covering the backyard fight. Francisco, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. How's it going, Rodolfo?
Good. Thank you, Francisco, of the Miami New Times, who writes for the newspaper down here in South Florida. You're on with Guillermo Garcia and myself, Rodolfo Roman. Francisco, first and foremost, you've been a writer there at the Miami New Times for some time, and what got you to cover these backyard fights? I know you've done some stories there for Dada 5000 down in Perrine, what got you involved in covering this stuff as a journalist? What made you go up to the editor and said, hey, we need to cover this?
Well, first it started off with trying to get an interview with Kimbo Slice before I met Dada. And then that didn't pan out, but, people that knew Kimbo, I guess, also knew Dada, and they tipped me off to his YouTube videos, the early YouTube videos, and I was blown away by the sheer, bloodlust and craziness of the backyard fights in his house. So I was able to call him up and meet him and get to know him, a little bit about him and his story. And then I just went back to my bosses and said, hey, here's this guy. He's got, he's from Miami. He's got an incredible story to tell. And he's putting on these backyard fights that are becoming the biggest thing on YouTube. And since we pride ourselves in doing underground stories, it wasn't that hard of a sell.
Wow. That was a big topic down here back then. I mean, not too much after now, but the one that caught my attention recently was these two guys who went at it, one of them being Solomon and Manny. Now, these guys started calling out each other on Facebook. How did this come about? How did you hear this?
Well, again, I heard it from Dada because I keep in touch with him, and he's always telling me, what he's up to and what's going on. And he mentioned that these two guys – who are not backyard fighters, they're actual, I know that Solomon is a co-owner and instructor at a gym in South Miami, and I believe Manny is also an instructor, but I'm not sure. I mean, I never was able to verify that. But apparently, they have been going back and forth about who was better, and I guess this guy Manny is really got a loud mouth, and he kept egging this guy on. And from what Dada told me is that the – they finally said, okay, we're gonna settle this in the cage, but the tipping point was when this guy Manny allegedly told Solomon that he was gonna rape his sister after he beat him, and I guess that just solidified that it was gonna go down, and this guy Solomon was determined to fight this guy. He even showed up half an hour early for the fight. It was just again, it wasn't, and it's not even, you really can't call it a fight. It was more like a match between two guys who just don't like each other. I just wish it could have gone longer, but it is what it is.
And now, what was the atmosphere in this gym? It was in South Dade, the South Dade.
Yeah, it was out in, it's this gym out in Perrine, and it's a very small, gym. I mean, enough room for the cage, a boxing ring, and a few weights, and there was about 25 people. I would say a majority of them were there for Solomon, people that train with him, friends and family members, and then Manny came with about four or five people that are friends of his, and they were just, that was it, really. I mean, it was kind of subdued, though. I mean, it wasn't what you typically see at a real backyard. I mean, at Dada's backyard, I mean, it's a serious community event. Talking at least 100 to 200 people that come out. There's cars all over the streets. There's food trucks selling ribs, selling chicken. I mean, it's almost like a carnival.
Wow. And I understand they had to play a small fee at this place, no?
Yeah, I guess, because Dada promoted it, it was...
Are you there, Francisco?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just my understanding was that since you know Dotto was hosting it at his gym, and he was promoting it that you know that he got the okay from the both guys to you know to charge an admittance you know an entrance fee, and you know people paid it. There was not I didn't hear anybody complaining about it.
Wow, and Francisco, where can people read this this report you did, this article, this blog you wrote on the Miami New Times website?
It's Miami New Times. You just click on the Riptide section of the newspaper. That's our blog. You know, like when you go there, there's a drop down box that tells you, you know, the blogs that are on our website, and you just click on Riptide, and you can find it there. And then on the regular website, I mean, you can find my articles on Dotto 5000 and the Backyard Fights.
Great. And aside from that, you cover pretty much everything, right? The government and scandals and so forth.
I'm all over the place as far as like the gritty stuff goes. I'm always following, you know, corrupt politicians, and then I'm also doing, you know, I also do a lot of crime stories, and now I'm, you know, the Backyard Fights. I mean, those are, you know, those are underground stories, kind of grimy stories. The characters are all these guys that, you know, usually have criminal records or have a criminal past, and then now they're trying to break into fighting through the backyard.
Wow. Well, you let us know who's up next, because we'll love to have them in interview here at the program. Francisco, it's been a pleasure to have you here in the program. Check him out, MiamiNewTimes.com. Look there for the Riptide. Check out all his blogs on fighting and any other stuff there that this gentleman writes. Francisco, a pleasure to have you here, and we'll be communicating, sir.
Thank you, Rodolfo. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, and good night, sir.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night. All right. Well, Guillermo, we're pretty much almost done here in the program. The UFC presser is running late for some reason. You can see that stuff streaming on UFC.com or on any other websites like MMAJunkie.com. They're also streaming it. Guillermo. Guillermo, you there? Your thoughts on UFC Japan? The thing is, fact, I could go and look at this card and say, wow, this is just amazing. The preliminary card, which is just one of them, will be on Facebook, and then they're going to have four fights on FX, followed by seven fights on pay-per-view. This is the first of the UFC. So much action.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've had 7-8 fights before on a pay-per-view, but it wasn't planned that way. You know, it just happened the fights ran short and they put the preliminary stuff on there. But this is 7 live fights. I mean, it's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to 2 in the morning. I mean, it's a blockbuster show. There were so many top-name fighters, it would have been an injustice to have a lot of them on FX or Facebook. So they made this move, and I think it was the right move. I think there's going to be a lot of appeal for this, and maybe this is the beginning of something where we'll see more top cards get 4 hours instead of 3, you know? So we'll see.
Absolutely. And, I mean, this card is just crazy. Frankie Edgar, Ben Henderson for the lightweight title, Ryan Bader, Quentin Jackson, who has been with a war of words against Joe Rogan, saying that Joe Rogan is biased as he does practice jiu-jitsu. Also, Chuck Congo versus Mark Hunt, Yoshihiro Akiyama, and Jake Shields, Tim Boyce versus Yoshino Kami. I mean, it just goes on and on. Anthony Pettis, Joe Lawson, and Hatsu Hyoki versus Bart Paladowski. I mean, Paladowski. This is crazy. This is so much. I know you're coming to my house, and boy, we're going to be there for from 8 p.m., 7 p.m. to like 2 a.m.
It's a pretty crazy card, because if you look at most of those cards at most of those fights at the top of the card and the seven top fights that'll be on pay-per-view, most of those bouts contain either one or both fighters who have been champion, have fought the champion, or will probably fight the champion very soon, and are currently ranked number one or two in the world, or were at some point. I mean, Ben Henderson, Frank Yeager, that speaks for itself. Rampage, former champ. You know, Brian Bader fought the current champ. You know what I mean? Like, Hatsu Hayoki is currently number two featherweight in the world. A lot of people feel if he wins this fight, he might get Jose Aldo next. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of top talent there. Jake Shields, fought for the title, was a Strikeforce champ. You know, Anthony Pettis was the WEC champ. He used to be the number one contender for a little bit there in the UFC until he lost to Guida. So, I mean, a lot of big names. Yushin Okami just fought Anderson. I mean, it's the names go on and on, like you said, and it's going to be a huge, huge event. And a lot of guys' futures and a lot of the divisions and the UFC's futures will be decided by what happens on this night.
Yeah, it's quite amazing what we're going to see. I can't wait, man. Just whatever you do, just don't take a shot every single round because I don't think you'll be the last for the main event. So drink some water or something or vitamin water. Don't do this. Too many fights.
Yeah, some people they take a shot for every fight, they might get drunk if they're lightweights. You know what
Yeah,
I mean if every fight went three rounds, think about that. I mean that's 7 times 3 is 21 shots over 6 hours. That's still a lot. You know, so yeah, I don't know. But it's gonna be a great night of fights and you know, hopefully everybody gets to see it. If not, at least watch the FX show. Everybody should be able to at least see that.
Yes, sir. And, again, follow us on Twitter, guys, at RomanDH. If you can tweet us right now and listen to the Roman Show, you'll get a free pair of tickets to CFA Fights this Friday night at the Max United Center in Coral Gables, Florida. And the show starts probably around 8 p.m., and the doors open, I believe, 7 p.m., 6 p.m., you might want to check CFAFights.com for further information. Hey, and Guillermo, do you like coffee?
Do I like talking?
No, coffee.
Coffee. Yeah, you love coffee.
Let me tell you about coffee, man. I've been drinking Organo Gold. If you haven't what I'm talking about, look at Organo Gold. Just Google it, or I believe the website is organogold.com. And it's a different sort of coffee because the coffee is not your average coffee. It's not your Starbucks coffee. You see, it's made out of these special fungus or mushrooms that they use that is actually used for medication in Asian countries. And this coffee does not give you that acidic reaction that you get from your Starbucks or from any of these brand names you get. So make sure you check out Organo Gold. Just Google it, or I believe it is, again, the website I believe is organogold.com. Check it out. Drink some of the stuff. It's the latest thing. And, again, you can check it out. The website is, again, organogold.com. Great coffee. You'll stay up, especially if you're a fighter or if you're a person who's very works a lot or needs the energy. Don't bother getting those five-hour energy shots. Get Organo Gold, and it won't give you the crash. Trust me when I tell you this. That is the reason why I am up right now. Guillermo, your final thoughts?
Yeah, no, great show. The Battle of the Words, or the Battle of whatever you called it, was fantastic, very exciting. Marcus Aurelio, you know, great fighter, fought everywhere, has a lot of experience. It was nice to hear from him. I'm really looking forward to the UFC this weekend, though, and the CFA. You know, a whole weekend of MMA, what more can I ask for, you know? So it's going to be very, very exciting. And, you know, I really believe that I know we didn't get to talk about it much, but I believe Ben Henderson is going to be the new champ come Saturday. I do believe he'll beat Frankie Edgar. That's just my opinion. But we'll see what happens.
It's a tough call. Remember, though, Frankie Edgar does have that lion heart. He has that heart that the champions are quickly. I want to briefly go Dana White calling out Floyd Mayweather's. Your thought on that? You got a few seconds. You hear that?
Yeah, no, I heard what he had to say on UFC tonight about Floyd Mayweather, and you know I think the fact that the fight with Pacquiao hasn't happened, it's not just Mayweather's fault. I think Pacquiao has a lot to do with that. So I don't think it's right to completely blame him on that. But on the Jeremy Lin thing, I think Floyd Mayweather is totally wrong in that regard.
Uh-huh. All right, guys, make sure you catch the archive at RodolphoRoman.com if you missed the show, and if you be out there. CFA Fights, Coral Gables, check us out. We'll be there. Just look for the Roman Show t-shirts. You want one, RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Email the size. We'll ship it to you. $10. Good night, guys.
Yo, hey, Monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you, Monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
This is Bjorn from Bellator Fighting Championships. Keep following Rodolfo Roman.